Good afternoon and welcome to Lifestyle Wellness Seminar with Perry A., where we talk about, well, everything about life, about finding peace, about being in a state of wellness all the time and how to achieve that. And sometimes it's challenging and there are no answers. And that may be an answer in itself. Well, today is my 75th birthday, and I'm choosing it to be with all of you and doing something that I love. And I thank you for tuning in and sharing this day with me. I drew a card this morning, not by accident. I started to look for this one. It said, "I am at peace with my age. Each age has its own special joys and experiences. I am always the perfect age for where I am in life." And I really like that. You know, I don't feel old. I don't feel 75. When I think of being 75, you think, God, that's decrepit. But in my heart, I'm still in my 20s, I think, in my heart of hearts and in my mind. And isn't that where it counts? Sure, I can't run marathons and do things like I used to physically, but I have a good mind and a good heart and friends, and I'm just very blessed. So thank you for sharing this day with me. I've changed our format for today. I was groping and looking for some answers, and sometimes you, in not finding an answer, you find the answer you're not looking for. And I wanted to talk about the topic of anger and how that hinders us in our healing. Anger and resentment can build up in your body, and if you hold on to it, it can literally cause cancer. They say resentment is one of the major triggers to cancer. It just eats away at you. So from that standpoint, I wanted to talk about what anger is. Now, I do have an intention for today's session, which I like to start with. I choose to be at peace with everything in my world. I let go of anger, resentment, comparison, and opinions of others. Now, doesn't that sound peaceful? Just to let go of trying to figure the world out and get people to do what you want them to do. And what is anger? Anger is a mask for fear, says Byron Katie. Anger is an emotional reaction when you feel out of control. It's used to intimidate, manipulate, and even motivate. Anger says, "I'm feeling powerless and I need to be heard." You've seen two-year-olds have tantrums. Well, children are born with a sense of freedom and exploration. And when they get to be 2 years old, they're really big enough to explore and to learn about life and to get out and experience that freedom. And sometimes as overprotective parents, yes, we need to teach them hot and cold and various things, but sometimes we restrict them from learning and we give them no choices. And that feeling of no choices is so oppressing to them that they feel powerless. And tantrum is a sign of a feeling of powerlessness. So if you can find a way to empower them, to ask them how they're feeling, anytime someone's having a tantrum, be willing to listen to their side. You don't have to agree, but just to be listened. They need to be heard. It's a, anger says, "I'm feeling powerless and I need to be heard." For me, the thing that triggers anger the most is not getting my way. Isn't that the way of the world? When I have an interpretation of how life should be and how other people should be, and they aren't, I lose, but only 100% of the time. How do you treat other people when you hold beliefs about them and how they should be? Shoulds are good indications that a battle of wills is about to arise. In my mind, I'm trying to make people think and react like me. They should, he should, she should, are all red flags that I'm entering the danger zone. if I'm reacting, there is a chord in me that is being struck and that I am resisting. So it's about looking at what you are resisting. There's so much more to anger management than breathing and expressing your anger appropriately. Although it's very important to know how to do that. Some people exercise, they work out, they run, they write, they journal. They go outside and in the country and throw rocks and stomp the ground and scream to get it out of their system. That's another way of releasing anger. Some people just take deep breaths and let it go. Look at what you're resisting and what is it that you fear. A thought for today is when you use the knowledge of how to create things in your life, you must do so from a place of love, never from a place of fear. Fear pushes what you want away from you. Love draws it in. You cannot create healing from an illness. For instance, if you are in fear of the illness itself and seek to create from that place, you cannot create wellness. Nor can you create abundance from a place of money worries. In either instance, you will have no luck at all. Creation starts from a place of love, loving what is, loving what is to come. Now, that sounds difficult. Can I love my illness? Can I love my financial problems? Well, you can. You can choose to. You can choose to say, you know, this is a stepping stone. It's temporary. It's where I am now. I love this for the experiences I'm having, the people I'm meeting, the journey I'm taking, and I'm ready to release and let go. And look at what you're resisting in your life, because you hold that resistance, that anger, those fears in your body. Come from love, not fear. Love yourself, love others, love opinions that aren't in alignment with yourself. So that's truly being free, is loving what is. And loving what is to come. We don't always get the answer we think we need. Maybe we always get the answer we do need, but just not in our terms. We get rather dominant about wanting it our way and wanting the answers to come. So if you can just let go of the fear and go to a place of love, and love everything about yourself in your life, whether it's perfect in your mind or not. Love your body, love your bank account, love your health, love the people in your life, even the ones you disagree with, and just be in a place of love. So the opposite of fear is love. The opposite of anger is peace. Which do you prefer in your life? Anger? And disruption, or love and peace. Becoming anger free. In order to be free, you must recognize you are in a reaction and out of control. Awareness is one of the greatest tools for freedom. You have to be aware of where you are to know to let go of it. A feeling is nothing more than the effect of a thought. Byron Katie. Think about that. A feeling is nothing more than the effect of a thought. You have a thought, you have an opinion about that thought, and it creates a feeling. It can create either fear or love. So change your thinking, change your thoughts, and go to find a thought of love. I'm not saying it's easy. It's a habit that we need to develop. And it takes time, and be patient with yourself. Practice it. Notice when you're having a fear thought. Is this thought coming from love or from fear? I choose love. I choose to let the fear thought go. Help me see this in the light of love. You know, I know of people going through horrible things that still can experience blessings. The people in West with that explosion, some lost their lives, their homes, their buildings, everything they owned. And yet they were grateful for the people who helped them, for for being able to see a sunshiny day ahead. Oftentimes we have to rebuild. We build it up, and like dominoes, life falls down. We start all over and build it again. It's what we do. It's human nature. So it's about not resisting. When you are feeling angry, recognize that you are the effect of a thought. So you are an effect of the thought when you are feeling angry. Investigate the thought. Who would you be without the thought? Wow. Who would you be without the thought that you're angry at something or someone? Who would you be without the thought? Does freedom come to mind? Shoulds are expectations unmet. The bottom line is, if you want to be anger-free, release the expectations, the demands of how others ought to be and how the world or life should be. Friends and enemies show us who we are. Others are merely mirror images of our lives. Are you arguing with yourself? So to see something in another person, you have to identify it in yourself. It has to be in you before you can recognize it in someone else. Oftentimes we see it magnified in them and we see it microscopically in ourselves. But if we can go and find it in ourselves, we'll find, you know, they're just like us. We're all the same. And if I'm seeing them controlling, where am I controlling? Am I controlling in my thought that they should not be controlling? There you have it. It's right back at you. Don't you love how it just comes back and just smacks you right in the face? Life's kind of that way. But it's about recognizing and awareness. And that's what we want to achieve. Okay, so we need to let go of our shoulds and be aware that shoulds are red flags that are wanting to show us something, that we have expectations. Other people do not disappoint you. What you disappoints you is you have an expectation about how they should be or live their lives. And that is very controlling. It is conditional. It's not unconditional love. You know, I have an expectation, and we do that with our children. We have an expectation they should be perfect, and they should be polite, and they should always do what's right. And do we always do what's right? You know, your children are a reflection of you. The judgment you have on your children, turn it around and look where you're doing the same thing in your life. So, expectations. We hold people hostage to our beliefs about them. You should get a job. You should be happier. You should be more thoughtful of others. Can you really know they're not? Who would you be without those should thoughts, without those demands, without that expectation? Trying to change people and life is like trying to teach a cat to bark. Now think about that. Trying to change other people and the way life is like trying to teach a cat to bark. It's not going to happen. Get rid of the concept and meet the person. To change, lighten up and use compassion and understanding. Okay, I have a Louise Hay card today on forgiveness. And forgiveness is a way of letting go of anger and fear. And when we hold somebody in a state of anger and not forgiving them, you know, most of the times they don't even know we're angry at them. They haven't a clue. So it's not hurting anything but moi, you, right? So I forgive everyone in my past for all perceived wrongs. Because most of them are just your opinion and your perception. I release them with love. Today, I listen to my feelings. I am gentle with myself, and I know that all of my feelings are my friends. And I found a poem I would like to share with you today by Gerald Jamplowski. He was the founder of the Center for Attitudinal Healing. and it's called To Let Go. To let go is not to stop caring. It's recognizing I cannot do it for someone else. To let go is not to cut myself off. It's realizing I can't control another. To let go is not to enable, but to allow learning from natural consequences. To allow people their own learning experience. That's a big one for humans. To let go is not to fight powerlessness, but to accept that the outcome is not in my hands. To let go is not to try to change or blame others. It's to make the most of myself. So it's never about others, just about what you can do. To let go is not to care for, but it's to care about. There you have it. To let go is not to fix, it's to be supportive. Don't jump in and try to fix people. They don't need fixing. They need to believe in themselves, and they need to know that it's possible. To let go is not to judge. It's to allow another to be a human being. You know, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes, and they're there for us to learn from. If you try to fix people and protect them, you're not allowing them to have their experience. Okay, I lost my place. To let go is not to judge. It's to allow another to be a human being. To let go is not to try to arrange outcomes, but to allow others to affect their own destinies. Now look at that one. That's a big one. To not to try to arrange outcomes. How many times do we hint, manipulate, maneuver, and try to guide the outcome of someone else? Allow them to affect their own destinies. Give them the opportunity to make a mistake and learn from it. To let go is not to be protective. It is to permit another to face their own reality. To let go is not to be protective. It's to permit another to face their own realities. How are we going to learn if someone's always protecting us, picking up the pieces, and doing it for us? To let go is not to regulate anyone, but to strive to become what I dream I can be. You can do more by being a living an example of doing life right than you can by trying to tell somebody how to live their life. Have you ever enjoyed listening to someone tell you how to live your life? And I tried very hard with this seminar not to go to that place, but just to show by examples and storytellings. And I certainly have a lot of stories on myself where I've fallen from grace. To let go is to fear less and to love more. Gerald Jampowski. To let go is to fear less and love more. So what can we do to get out of fear? And that's where we are talking about today. I'm going to see if we have any questions on the Q&A page. Yes, I do. Do you have any educational material set up in PowerPoint, a workshop? Well, not exactly in PowerPoint, but I do have some exercises and workbooks, and if you will tell me what subjects that you would like to cover, I can usually come up with some resources. I'm going to copy your email address, Annette, so I can get back with that. We do copy the program. I do have a written copy of the program that we can use will be posted after the show, and you can go back and view the archives of other shows and this shows as well. I've never mastered PowerPoint. Maybe that's something I need to learn. At 75, I need to learn something new. So thanks for that idea. And I'm sure if I put my heart to it, I could figure that out. Now, I have a challenge, don't I? Thank you, Nanette. I appreciate that thought. Okay, I'm going to go over to the phone lines and see if anybody on the phone line has a question they'd like to ask or something they'd like to share. It can be about anything. If I don't know the answer, I'll certainly tell you. And I'm not saying that I know the answer to everything, but together we can explore. And, you know, sometimes when you share something with the group, you find that someone has an answer that you hadn't thought about. So it's about exploring together. So if you have a question you'd like to ask, please press star 2 on your phone, and it will indicate on my panel here, and I can call on you. I see some friends I know. Hi, Elaine. I see you out there. Some old friends that have joined us today. I love it when I see that happening. Well, I'm a little ahead of schedule. So let's just talk about life. And the reason for this show, it's a lifestyle, live well, wellness seminar. So I came to this conclusion that oftentimes there are things that clay works on that heals very quickly without any trouble. And then I have some people whose bodies are resistant to it and it doesn't work on them at all. And when I talk to them, I find they have a lot of stress, a lot of fear, a lot of concerns and worries in their life. And maybe some anger, resentment, I'm not sure what it is, but a lot of things going on. And stress can cause diseases. It imbalances you, it gets you over acidic, it throws your whole system off. And a body that's in balance can heal itself. And what we're talking about in the wellness seminar is how to use our mind to help our bodies get to a state of balance where we're at peace and out of stress. And one part of doing that is breathing and meditating. When you find yourself in a panic mode, stop and breathe. Just breathe. The other day, I had an experience. I couldn't find my ring. It was my grandfather's ring that had been passed down to my mother to me, and I planned to leave it for my daughter. And it fits rather tightly. It wouldn't come off during the day. But I couldn't find it where I usually put it, and I searched and searched, and I noticed I didn't have that panic feeling when I noticed it was gone, because somewhere in my consciousness I thought, it has to be in this house somewhere. I have taken it off and set it somewhere. And though I was concerned, and I kept looking and looking, and of course you look in the same place, how many times? 1, 2, 3, 4 times, thinking maybe I overlooked it, and I looked through that drawer again, and I looked all around where I put it, and there was one place I hadn't looked. And I get a ring rash sometimes in the summertime when I get water under my ring, and I had taken my ring off for several days, and I thought, you know, I don't need to just leave this ring on the bathroom counter. And I dropped it in the box, the little round container on my bathroom tabletop that I have my Q-tips and things in. And sure enough, something said, look in there. And I did, and there it was. But there was some sort of peace there. I had to say, you know, if I've lost it, it's not like a life. I was talking to my daughter because she's the one I wanted to leave it to. And I said, I have bad news. And she said, you know, Mom, I thought you were going to say somebody died. So I can live with this. I can live with this. And I kept thinking, you know, I wonder if I have a picture of that ring where I could have another one made. And sure enough, I just didn't give up, and I found it. But times like that, you need to slow down and breathe and stop your thinking. Maybe if I hadn't been in a panic mode, you know, and I just stop and take some deep breaths and try to backtrack when the last time I wore it and things, it would have come to me sooner. So breathing is a way of handling little stress. We have a few minutes left, so I'm going to slip over and find some music for a meditation, and we'll just go a little relaxing meditation and see if I can find something here. It's nice, easy-looking, easy-listening music. A little of my friend Laura Ermus, she plays the flute and piano and the harp. So I'm going to see if I can get her music to come up. Come on. And in the meantime, I want you to get in a comfortable position. Find a chair or somewhere that you can sit into and just relax, melt into the chair. Have your feet on the floor, your arms resting comfortably, and start with a deep breath. Close your eyes, and as you exhale, let go of the tension that you're holding in your head, your neck, your chest, your shoulders. Your neck and shoulders are usually where we hold so much in our forehead. Just breathe in, exhale, and relax, letting all the breath out. Going deeper and deeper with each breath and relaxation. And visualize yourself in a place of love. There is no fear. And just breathe in love and breathe out any fear or resistance or resentment or anger or anything you're holding for however many years back, conscious or unconscious. And just allow yourself to release anything that does not support your higher good. Breathe in deeply, exhale, and let it go. Just squish it out. Breathe in again, and when you exhale, just relax deeply into the chair. Allow yourself to be in peace and in love. This is your day. This is your time. This is a meditation. Since it's summertime, let's go to wintertime and visit the mountains in Aspen, Colorado. We're warmly dressed and we walk out and look at the glistening snow, glittering like crystals on the trees, the sunlight picking it up. It's cool, the air smells so fresh, and you're looking at this beauty, this beautiful mountains, the beautiful trees, the sceneries all around you, and all is well. God is good. And the snow is so inviting, you just want to lay down and make a snow angel and play. So we lay down in the snow and do our snow angel, opening our arms and legs, and feel the coolness and laugh and look up at the sun and feel the warmth of the sun on your face and the coolness of the snow on your back, and know you're feeling the extremes of life. And life is like that. You can feel, experience it all, and let go of that which you no longer serves you. You are the snowflake falling from the tree, gently going back and forth on the air as it floats down to the land below. And notice the crystals, how beautiful they are, as they slowly float to the earth. A light snow coming, very gentle, no breeze. And just watch the flakes as they dance to the ground so effortlessly and easily, almost keeping tune to the music. And be the snowflake and see yourself gently falling, supported, and landing softly with other snowflakes to make a bigger scene. You are one with many, one with all. And one day the snowdrop will turn to water. We'll water the plants so we'll have a green spring, and the rivers will run full of water, and the fish and the birds and life will just expand as the rivers flow toward the oceans. And the cycle of life continues regardless of what we do and where we are. And regardless of what's going on around us in life, we can choose to go to this peaceful place at any time. This is your day. It's made for you. Come from love in all things. You can choose love or fear. Which do you choose today? You are the creator of your own day. And breathe in and relax. And just for a few minutes, listen to the music. Well, our time is up, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my birthday. I think I'll do it the whole rest of the month. How about that? Thank you for turning in, and may life blessings find their way to your door in abundance. Not because you're doing anything, just because you're being you. And remember that peace is wanting what you have. Now, go have a compassion-filled day. This is Perrier signing out.